And tonight we're going to be talking about color awareness and the color rays and the energies in the color rays. And I thought I might take and for you tonight, start right from the basic energy. We have the pure consciousness that has no attributes, it's attributeless, it doesn't have any form, it isn't form or formless, either one. It's pure in its state. It's neither form or formless, it's the one without a second. It's the pure state, God in his beyond state. The Hindus call it tattva, Buddhists call it the ultimate reality. It's God, the ultimate one, the pure state. This pure consciousness gives life to the crystal. And the crystal is manifest, the clarity is manifested everywhere. Now the crystal has movement, where the pure state doesn't have movement. Crystalline state looks like a sea of glass, wind, ocean, energy. It's been talked about as many different sources. When you get to this point, sometimes your whole body shakes when you're reaching this energy, just like sticking yourself a finger in a plug or something like that. You get a big shot of energy along the nervous system. And so this crystalline state here is the spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, or the spirit that all things are within, the one spirit in whom all things live and move and have their being. There is a Trinity. The Trinity is only three manifestations of the one. The Trinity is only three manifestations of the one. There's really only one, and it has a duality and has a threefold flame too. But they're all, when you look at it, there still is only one. There's only one in whom we all live and move and have our being. There's not two or three or a dozen or, pantheists of different gods. Even though in the ancient teachings, they have had names for different aspects of God. And that's a true understanding of pantheism, that many different tribes, many different cultures, many different peoples name different things for God and give them a particular name. And so you may hear many, many names. In fact, there's one tape that the Hindus have that they call the 108 names of God, and you chant these 108 names. And that God is neither nameless or named is beyond all of that. But in this crystalline, it would be like the clarity of just light, just the clear light, the clear light state. When you're looking at the light that passes the planet here from the sun, it's clear. And it doesn't illumine until it has something to reflect upon. It doesn't have anything to illumine until that point. Then we have the white light. Now the white light reaches up towards the pure light. The white light reaches through the crystal of the pure light state. This white light reaching through the crystal or through the Holy Spirit, like Christ reaching through the Holy Spirit as the Christian ending goes, then reflects back the rainbow. The first ray coming out of this is blue. So as the white light reflects back from trying to reach this pure state, because it would have to lose itself completely to actually obtain that state. It would have to lose its identity, its form, to obtain this formless, boundless, pure state of consciousness. So it can only reach for it until one day it all becomes one again. But it has full conscious awareness of the reflection as it reflects back. This first ray of power comes out of the white light, so the basis of blue is white. The basis of the blue ray is white light. The basis of blue is white. This is called the ideation of God. The ideation of God. And in this power, where the idea comes from, or the idea or spirit manifesting in matter, animates matter, it's a blue light. And when you get deep into your consciousness, you may be seeing a little blue speck, little blue lights. Anybody been seeing any of those? Okay. That's you're reaching a very high state of consciousness. You're touching in the pure state, and you're working with the first ray of power. The blue ray deals with people that deal with truth and reality. These people deal with creativeness. And you can see in the ideation of things, if we took a little banyan seed, the little banyan seed only looks about this big. But if you cut it, it's hollow inside. And if you cut any seed, you'll find that there's a hollow space inside that seed. Inside that seed is this blue light, which is known as the ideation, or the idea of the tree. The idea of the tree is in the seed. And without that light, the seed is dead. Without this spark of spirit, ideation, having the idea of the banyan tree, or the tomato in the tomato seed, or the apple in the apple seed, or the human in the human seed, without this blue light, there would be no animation, there would be no movement towards reality, movement towards truth, movement towards manifestation. And so within this seed, if you cut any seed apart, you'll find that space in there. If you cut your heart in two, you look inside, there's a space in there. There's a seed in there, known as the soul. If you cut the brain in half and you look inside there, there's a space, and that's where the Atman or spirit body goes, and it's called the blue pearl, or the Atman or spirit body, or the monad. There's many names for that structure of consciousness. And when you're in this consciousness, there's still no binding. It's power. It's a point of power. In order for things to come into being, there must be an idea for these things to be. God must have had an idea of what was going on. This is the ideation. And so he put an idea into everything. So it's very interesting that the woman does not make eggs. The man makes sperm over and over and over again. But the woman does not make eggs. Do you know that every egg that she ever has is in her when she's a little child? When she's born, she has all the eggs that she's ever going to have in her at that time, and they're dropped month by month. That's why when a woman gets over 30 or 35 or something like that, it's dangerous, because those eggs have been in her all that time, you see, all those years within her. And so that's why it breaks down at those times. And that's why most women are encouraged to have children when they're young, you see. But the woman has all of the seeds already. She has all of her eggs already in her. And in all manifestation, the ideation or the egg or the seed, the idea is always there. People that work with this blue ray of power, and there are different octaves of this blue ray. There's the earth, which deals with the individual's talents and creativeness, and deals towards the personality levels. But in the higher levels, we're dealing with reality ideation and higher universal principles of consciousness, which can be adapted to personality levels. Krishna, a being, came in this way of consciousness, and his skin was blue, and his devotees saw him with his blue skin, which was his etheric, it was blue. He had already manifested spirit to the body, and so he could create with this power. He could move across the universe like the blue lightning flash we talk about in the I Am movement, as quick as a blue lightning flash from the Great Center Sun. It was this first ray here that the angel, Archangel Michael, comes on. And he's the head of all the other angels in the book of angels, so to speak. And so he's the head of all the other angels, because he comes out of the first ray of power. In fact, he knocked the red angel out here, known as Lucifer, and all of his powers down to manifestation through the ideation of consciousness, brought form into manifestation. The negative part of this is pride and false belief that you're the most, you know, you're the only beautiful thing around. Because this deals with beauty, and it deals with the higher devotional fields of consciousness. If it gets a dark color, now when we talk about the rays going to white, it goes to spirit. But when it goes to black, red's base is in black. In fact, it's absorbed by black. And people seeking power, a lot of times you'll find them wearing these two particular colors, red and black, because they're seeking to take things that are unmanifest and manifest them. You see? Because this is an unmanifest substance, and so is this other unmanifest substance. The only difference is this substance will steal identity and take the identity of all the other rays away. You can't mix it with something else without it losing its identity. So when the blue leans towards the black, that leans towards personality. So when we talk about this color, we're talking about the center of the hue of blue as the soul color. The center of the hue is called the soul color, the soul flame. And anything above that goes to spiritual side, which is tinted with white. Anything below that goes to personality side, and that's tinted with, or shaded with black. See? White tints, black shades. White tints, black shades. So it's that simple. So out of this white light comes this first ray, the blue ray. Now with just ideation, there still can't be volition without some form of law or some working out, so to speak. The second ray of power is yellow, and it deals with that working out. It deals with the law. It deals with yellow deals with the omniscient power. As this blue flame is omnipotent, meaning omnipotent, as some call it, when I read the books it came to me as omnipotent. And that sounds more like it than omnipotent, you see. Because it made more sense to me. Omnipotent, what's a nip, you know? I'm looking at that. They hooked a couple words together there instead of breaking it at the right point. Omni means present everywhere. It's all over. It's everywhere. And when we say omnipotent, it means it's in everything. See, it's potent. It's in all things. And so this power is in all things. Without it, there is no animation. There's no light. There's no energy. Because when you get into this field, you get into an energizing field. It's a very high energy field. The blue ray is high energy. And people that are in this ray can't be bound by lower energies. The thinking mind is much lower in manifestation than the abstract mind. The abstract mind being blue, thinking mind being yellow. They're different spins in polarity. And the yellow ray is spinning less than the blue ray. This yellow ray deals with the omniscient. Now that's how everything works everywhere. How it works. This is the law of it. The law, how it works. Here's the idea, here's the law of it, the working out of it. Then the red gives the manifestation of it. Ideation, then the law, and then volition. Without a structure, form, system, something that has a rhythm to it, like cosmos rather than chaos, without that, then there is no holding in form. There's just a fluctuation between the two, between manifestation and the physical, without the working of the law. It's like if you mix the red and the blue together, you get a violet color from this red and blue. And that's the transmutation or manifestation ray. That's violet. And this violet ray is a high vibrational ray. And it's the combination of this truth and this reality of the physical manifestation. The red represents the physical. So you've got spirit, mind, body. Spirit, mind, and body. Body, mind, spirit. So that's what those rays represent in the Trinity, the Sacred Trinity of color, would be the spirit of God, the mind of God, and then the very body here. Body, mind, spirit. The solid state. And so red is the most solid state. Black is not a color. And neither is white. They're not considered colors. And if you take a black sheet of paper and a white sheet of paper and you lay them over top each other and you put a bright light on there, right where they touch, overlap there, if you take a magnifying glass, you will see a rainbow because of the play between these two just sheets of paper. They don't even have to be crystal or any of this. But as this light, white light, reflects through the crystal back into manifestation, the sun reflecting the Holy Spirit towards the all one, it manifests here in the ideation, in this law, and in this manifestation power. Now to bring spirit into matter, or matter into spirit, that's this violet fire. Matter into spirit, spirit into matter. That's transmutation. Matter in the spirit, spirit in matter. You wonder why I work with a lot of the violet fire and a lot of the violet colors. Because I work with manifestation powers. I manifest spirit. That's what I'm working with right now. I used to manifest things like fire and do teleportation, things with this type of fire. Because you can take and go out of the physical into spirit and back into the physical. That's the teleportation power. You see? You go out of the physical into spirit and back into the physical. That's teleportation. You have to disassemble these atoms and molecules here by breaking the code. The DNA code, break that code, and once you break that code, then you can make this shift when you realize that you are not bound by form, but spirit in form. Now, I'm not the body, I'm the one experiencing the body, I'm the master of the body. But if you're not master of the body, there'll never be transmitted, there'll never be teleportation. And so one of the problems with the world, they're too much on the red side, and have been on the red side for a long, long time. This is you think Mars is a red planet, this is a red planet. This planet is red, this planet has war, this planet has all those kind of things on it. And so it's caught in a lot of physical manifestation. As long as it's found in the physical manifestation, it doesn't reach the spirit. And to reach the spirit, it must go through this mind. It must go through the mind, which holds all things in form. Yellow represents mind, which holds all things in form. The mind holds things in form. Not spirit. Spirit is formless. Matter has its elements. In order to combine the matter, it takes a science, it takes a system, it takes some law to bring that into being, you see, to bring the spirit and matter together. It takes some law, some system. So the seekers of wisdom knew this. When I was chanting here, I chanted about, at 9 of the Gold Ray Masters, right after I chanted El Moria. All those were Gold Ray Masters, and I chanted in there, which is Dawa Kul and Lord Lantau and Confucius and Buddha and all of those type of beings. They were gold beings, and they were teachers. You see, the teaching ray is this gold ray or this yellow ray. Gold ray power, yellow ray power. And so that's the teaching ray because it has the power of the systems. It knows how the things work. And so here's the spirit animating matter through its systems. Through its systems. So people that work with blue are more towards the spiritual side. People who work with red are more towards the physical side. People who work more with yellow are in this transitional energy between the two. You see, they're working with these two fields of consciousness. But they are all individualized. These are called the first ray powers. And if you take a light and you shine it through a crystal, you'll get this prism up on the wall. You'll get that prism. Red, yellow, and blue. You'll get that prism on the wall. And that prism can expand by the secondary rays, like when we mix the spirit and matter, or we mix the blue and the red together, we get the violet. When we mix that, then that gives us the power of truth and love in action. See, this is truth, wisdom, and love also. You see, blue is truth. The gold ray or yellow ray power is wisdom, because wisdom is, if you know how it works, you've got the wisdom of it. You can do it. You see, only through wisdom can you do anything. See, experience will give you knowledge, but in order to put the knowledge into action, you have to have intelligence. You see, in order to put knowledge into action, you have to have intelligence. You have to have this mind. You have to know the system that it comes into, or otherwise you just keep going through things and you never can change them. But everyone is different. Everyone can manifest a different vibratory rate because we are individual conscious manifestations. We're not repetitions or clones where we're all the same, you see. In a flock of birds, you go boo, they'll all move at the same time because they're in a group type spirit. But if you say boo in a crowd of people, they run different directions, you see. Because they're all individuals. They're individualized spirit. And so without these three factors balanced in your consciousness, without truth, and without wisdom, and without love balanced in your consciousness, see, love is manifest. Manifestation. Love is manifestation. The whole universe was created in love. God created the whole universe in love. Out of bliss, He created all things. And He's experiencing through all things because He loves all things. When we love somebody, we feel like we're one with them. you see. Well, God's already one with everything, so he's already in love with everything, you see. And so when we love someone, we become one with them, and that way we bring this spirit into matter, matter into spirit. This is the love. Make it solid. Give it form. And so we have the truth, we have the wisdom. In order for you to grow on the path, you must learn to exercise your knowledge. To sit in this class and get the information is only knowledge. But to do it, assimilate and demonstrate it in your life, gives this second ray power in your life. This yellow ray, power in your life. It gives you the manifestation of spirit. It gives you the power through the manifestation of the spirit. Manifestation of spirit. So here we have this beautiful power coming because we have exercised what we know. We do what we know to do. Knowledge means you know. And to do what you know is to exercise your knowledge, to simulate and demonstrate. So you'll never get any wisdom from these classes unless you apply it in your life and see how it works. See, it's just so much notes, so much sounds went through you, and that's about all it will manifest unless you take it to heart, unless you take it to the heart of things in the center here, unless you take it to the heart of things. See, right to the heart. So as you move in this consciousness here, as you get this wisdom, you're able to then become a master because you can do it at will. You can do it at will. Do it will. Do it will. It's because the blue ray is God's will, his idea for creation. See, and the first one to break the idea of creation is those that were disobedient to the will. And so just feeling sorry for what you've done is no good, you see, to get to this blue ray. That won't help you. You have to repent, meaning you have to give up your will, which is, you know the system. This is your will. You have to give your will up for God's will. That's a renouncing statement. That's also a statement of repentance. Because if you don't give it up for the ideal and you say, oh, I'd like to be, healed because I'm sick. But if you hold on to the idea of sickness, you haven't gave it up to God's perfect ideal perfection here in this body, you see. So you haven't attuned to God's will. What you've done is you've attuned to your will. And so you get other people who will convince you what they know. Well, we know this is it. And that's, you've got the cancer and nothing you're going to do about it, they'll say, you know. But see, through the transmutation fire, changing matter into spirit, we can transmute that anxious condition. You see how this play of consciousness goes? Now, this is all abstract. It doesn't deal with your personality. This is dealing with forces, powers in the universe that are universal, that everyone can use. You know, we worked last week on the first levels of consciousness, but then we went into the abstract level by talking about the center of response, and then we went and took you into a deep meditative state so that you have a block of energy in your consciousness that is 2 hours long. You can never say that you can't go through a 2-hour meditation. And in order for you to take and heal someone, you have to hold the ideal and know it as a manifestation longer than they hold their idea of the sickness. You have to break it by holding the idea of the health. And so if you're sending energy and their mind's busy and they're electric and sending things out, it bounces off their aura. So a lot of people aren't effective because they can be praying and praying and praying for somebody, but if they're out there working and they're thinking and doing all this, the energy is bouncing off of them. See, it's not coming in to their auric field. It's not coming in their aura. It's bouncing off, and so they don't get the healing. It's when the individual's open to it, they get it. God say, be open to the healing. Now we're going to pray for you. Then the individual say, okay, I accept the prayer. You see, and then they've left an opening for the healing to keep coming in. Because they say, I don't believe that stuff. They've closed the door, you see. No matter what you do, you're not going to heal them, you see, because they have free will. Free will. Are you ready to surrender to the ideal? Or are you bound in the manifest. See, that's the devil. They call this the devil, you see. And you know where they got the symbol for the devil? The early church took the deity that was over the elemental forces known as Pan. And he had cleft foots, and he had a tail, and he had little horns, and he played a, you know, an instrument, and all of this kind of thing. And so they said, well, that was the old earth religion, you see. And so they said, that's bad. And the new religion that isn't bound in any forms like that is the, you know, is good. And so now Pan became the devil image, you see. And then they said, well, see, that represents the red, so they made the devil red, you see. And so, are you the devil because you wear the color red? No, because Christ came and said the red meant love. You see, the higher part of red meant love, not to be bound to the lower parts of red. So he came here on this golden ruby ray right here, between the wisdom of God, and he says, I'm one with the Father already, you see. One with the Father, and I'm exercising this wisdom towards the physical dimension. He had all the manifestations, he just came through and touched into the physical here, you see. And as he touched into the physical, then he transmuted this negative by knowing the will of God. See, himself, he had the wisdom of God's knowledge. That's the wisdom you need to get for your powers. You know, it's God's will for you to do the healing. It's God's will for you to work with the powers. Whatever power it is for your life, whatever gift it is, it's God's will for you to have that. He didn't say, okay, half the people can have arms, the rest we won't give arms. He gave us all arms, but some of us can really work with little intricate watches, and other people, man, you give them a watch, man, it's going pooey, you know, like that. But give them an automobile with great big nuts and bolts, man, and they're right at it. If you give them a watch to fix it, they're not sensitive enough for that. So it's a matter of concentration of this energy into the body. Concentration of energy, spirit, into matter. And if your mind won't let it come in, it's not going to come in. If your mind won't let it come in, it won't enter the body. If the mind holds another pattern, says, this is the law. The law is that I'm sick and there's nothing I can do about it, or I don't have the power and I don't know how to get it. You see, I don't know, and all this I don't know stuff should happen. It has to be stopped. You have to purify it. Remember, we're talking about purify the spoken word? We don't say I don't know anymore. You say, God knows, and through God I know. And you'll be really surprised when you believe that statement, because in a point of realization, God will enlighten you. At the point of realization, which is the gold ray energy, God will enlighten you. Now, some of you have been watching my aura. I use different colors in the aura. I used crystal the other night. I've used gold and all the other rays since I've been working on this class with you, in order to demonstrate where I was getting information from, what kind of information comes from particular rays of consciousness. You see. And so the wisdom of God, you must know it's God's will for you to have these powers, for you to exercise your gifts. It's not the will of man. You're not easily controlled if you know how to do things. You see, to keep the masses ignorant was one reason they burnt Alexandria. Library. Let's keep being it. They don't need to learn. They'll learn from us, the Romans. We have those Egyptians knowing all that stuff. We'll just burn up their books and everything, and they won't be able to pass it on. You know, how can they remember all of that? He fooled them. They made a deck of cards and got all the mysteries right on them. Okay. And so, here's the power. Here's the pattern. Here's the manifestation. So, in the mind, the mind holds the patterns of thought patterns. How are you thinking about things? Remember we said you could think on your life side or you could think on your death side. The spiritual man always thinks on his life side towards the one, not towards the fear of death on the black side, you see. The black side, the fear of death, absorption, the stealing of identity. You see, the stealing of identity, the absorption of other colors. Black will absorb the other colors and take their identity. What does white do? It gives itself up immediately. The white flame gives itself up immediately for the other color. If you put one drop of black in a drop of blue, it'll start taking the identity of blue away. But if you put one drop of white, it expands the blue. So when you're saying white light to somebody, you're expanding them. And you're turning their darkness into light. And so if you know how to get to them and which body of consciousness needs the healing, do they need it in their physical body? Do they need it in their mental body? Do they need it in their spiritual body? In this color awareness, in coloring your life, what colors are you wearing? Are they towards the light or towards the darkness? But the first thing you do, if you're going to work with healing, you're going to work with spiritual powers, is to throw out all your black clothes, all of your brown clothes, and throw them all out. Throw them out, all black and all brown. Brown is world. It's just brown job to the earth. Black absorbs. Now, unless you are a master, you can't go into this black realm without losing identity. You can't go into the unconscious state consciously unless you're a master. Unless you have balanced subjective-objective consciousness. Unless you're balanced in spirit and matter. You see, then you can go into those fields. And I know a lady and her husband up in Canada, and they do soul rescue. And they go to some family, maybe their child has committed suicide or something like this, and they rescue that soul. They pull it back out of darkness. They work for them and bring that individual back out. You see. And maybe the individual hasn't died yet, they're just possessed. You see. And they'll go exercise that and save that soul. Soul salvage. Because the individual won't go to church, won't go to any of those places. They don't even believe in any of that stuff. But they've got suspicion. And so they work on their suspicions. You get them that way. You have to. The master does what is necessary. You see. At the time of expression. He is not ruled by the fixed patterns. He can transcend them. He says, hey, well, let's turn this water into wine. You see? He's not bound by the pattern, oh, well, it has to come through the grape. It has to be stomped on. Then we've got to stick it in bottles and wait for a while. You see? He's not bound by time and space and circumstance. Spirit isn't bound by time, space, and circumstance. But the mind will fix you in time, space, and circumstance unless you fix your mind on God, on the boundless, infinite, timeless realm of consciousness. If you're going to be limited by the limitless. If you're going to be bound by the boundless, be tuned with the infinite consciousness. Don't be stuck in forms that are changing constantly. Everything is changing. See, these chairs have even changed from the other day. They're starting their movement back towards their basic elements. See, they're starting their movement. If you put them outside, they go a little faster. See, it's the weather would take them quicker. But see, then we put them in this box and we protect them, you see, for now. But then the box falls apart. Why do we have to keep painting it? Why do we have to keep fixing it up? Nothing on earth lasts but earth. Water, fire, and air, that's what lasts. Those are the basic elements here. And the ethers, the higher part of the physical dimension, etherically. And when you're working with etherical energies, you're working with this energy between the red and the yellow as the orange ray. The orange ray is a healing to bring mind and body back into unison. To bring the body and the mind back together. That would be the ray to bring the body and the mind back together. To bring these two areas. To bring your systems into manifestation. And so they say, a work in joy. Joy. This is the ray of the orange. Joy. Enjoy yourself. See, we're here to enjoy ourselves. And so we can only happily do things. You see, or we can be very strict and this is the way it's got to be done. No joy. Don't get emotional about it at all. I remember our family was English and say, oh, keep that stiff upper lip. Yeah. Control the. Did you know the upper lip in faceology represents the mind and the bottom lip represents emotions? You see? Be loose to take the energizing it, you see the energy there, energizing this. You see, Because you have to reverse spirit. Orange is the reverse of blue. You have to reverse that to get these two. As oranges. You have to reverse blue to get orange. So reverse that. Or you have to mix these two together. That's interesting. Color awareness. We're starting to color a lot. We're starting finding out what colors we really want to work with. Listen, what colors you really want to work with? So anything here that's, leaning towards the black side, get rid of it. Throw it away. Don't go out during the break, but, when you go home, as soon as you can, get rid of it. You're going to notice a change in your life. You'll notice a change as you brighten up your colors. Did you know that Catherine Kuhlman that has over 20 million healings? 20 million healings, world pastels. All towards the spiritual side, she came out there in pastels. Pastel pinks and greens and blues. And yellows. So here you're bringing mind and body back together through joy. Joy, through the emotions. Emoting. Moving the thought into action. Moving thought into action. You know how hard it is to do something if you're not enjoying it. It's hard to bring that system into physical reality if you don't enjoy it. You see? When somebody says, okay, here's two loaves of bread, and here's a pound of meat, or, well, let's do it different. When I was a chef, they'd say, here's a rack of bread, they had 10 loaves to it, or they had about 10 racks, and then here's go into the locker there, and make these up in sandwiches. Over there's 50 gallons of mayonnaise, and over there's 5 gallons of pickles, and well, the idea is there of the sandwich. And here's all its random parts, you see, the ideas. Random images, all these images strung together. So when you put these things together, they make a sandwich, you see. But if you don't enjoy that, it's hard to bring that idea into matter. You might have a sloppy sandwich because you're not enjoying it. You see? You ever notice that? And if people are enjoying it, man, they look good. Because they're enjoying it, you see. They're putting life into it. They're energizing it. So you see how simple this is? Stop thinking in words. Words are too short. They don't give you the broad picture. You see? Words are too short. And they take too long. It takes too many words to describe the picture. We can look at this picture and say, and we have a realization. But now we say, describe this picture. Well, here's a girl walking through the woods, and there's a rabbit, and it looks like there's a spirit over. Look at these trees up here. There's birds in these trees. I see the birds, and you see the light radiating around, and there's the path going up there, and there's a deer over here. There's a couple of deer looking at her, and then there's another animal over here looking around the corner, a raccoon, and see if we can start looking all over and describing. We can stand here for an hour and describe this picture, but we can go and look at it, and instantly realize it, you see. So when you start working in color thought rather than in word thought, it speeds everything up. There is a speed to the language. See, there's speed to language. Different languages move at different speeds. Now, I know some Filipino people, man. They talk fast. You know Filipino people? And this lady come up to me and she says, well, how are you today? I says, I just started work here in this hotel. She says, well, I'm a Filipino lady. I says, I hadn't talked to Filipino people. And she's more professional. Man, she shoots this sentence out. And I said, what? Would you slow down a little bit? Let me get that. Because different languages move at different speeds. You see? Some people, I've watched them, Baba Muktananda, he'll be talking in Sanskrit, and then she'll say, and the king was in the bed with a flashlight. And he goes, and he told his servant to go out and see if the sun was. The servant came back and said he couldn't see the sun. So he handed him the flashlight and says, go see the sun with this. See, we've got a light in us, and if we're trying to look with the searchlight of our mind for the self, it's like looking for the sun with a flashlight. See, that's his story. The boy, he's got this, he goes on and on with this, the Sanskrit terms, which are long. And here she speaks in English, she says, faster. But here's Filipino, and boy, it was faster yet. You know? And then in Hawaii, they don't mess around with words. See, they cut words right out. That was. The garbage coming. The rubbish. They don't say the garbage coming. The rubbish. Fast. Don't mess around. So they, different people have different speeds. Well, in metaphysical consciousness, thoughts are the slowest thing. They're too slow. You can't get the auric speed to see auras all the time until you start thinking in color, light, sound, and motion. Color, light, sound, and motion. When you start seeing and start thinking in color, light, sound, and motion. These are the four creative principles of the universe. These are the four creative principles of the universe. You know why the Christians get so mad at the rock people? Because they use color, light, sound, and motion. Because they absorbed all the attention. See, if you get color, light, sound, and motion, that absorbs all the attention. And so here they're absorbed. And they start moving through the feet, you see. They go, wow, that moved me. You see? Because they got these four creative principles, and they're using them to get the, any theatrical production, color, light, sound, and motion. Someone comes out there and just stands there and sings, we go, oh, boo. But if they get up there and move around a little bit and sing, then we go, oh, yay. See, color, light, sound, and motion. It's movement, movement in consciousness. Start thinking in color. Don't think in words, think in color. What color impression are you getting from the individual? Because before you see clearly, you'll get impression. See, you'll get impression because of this orange. Here, you'll know because of the manifestation of, if you look at somebody's face, that's the manifestation of their thoughts. It's written all over them. You see, look at their face. Look at their eye. If they're interested, their eye gets a little bigger. Mm-hmm. If they're not, it gets a little bigger. You see, if they're interested, they set up and move forward. If they're not, they set up. It's all right there. It's all right there. And as you start working with this color, light, sound, and motion, consciousness, working in the abstract level, you're using abstract mind instead of intellectual mind. You're using abstract mind. Now that isn't bound by time or space. There's no binding of time and space there. And that's why this abstract level of consciousness, this Blu-ray level here of consciousness, dealing with the abstract level, the idea, blue gives us an idea. And it's the same for everyone. It is all. Truth is always the truth. It's always blue, too. The ray is always blue. The key of C always vibrates at a blue ray. When you play it on the harmonium, you've got the key of C always vibrating at the blue ray. You've got B flat is always coming out here in yellow, you see. G is coming out in red. You're getting these vibrations because they have a law to them. But they're not bound. Spirit is not bound by matter, and matter is not bound by spirit, but they work cooperative with one another. Constantly changing forms. Spirit into matter, matter into spirit. Spirit into matter, matter into spirit. Burn a candle. Where did the wax go? Burn an incense. Where did the substance of the incense go? Went off into the ethers, you see, into the higher forms of the physical. Okay, well, they used in the ancients, they brought light a candle when they prayed. So when the flame burnt the wax, that would carry their prayer into the ethers. When they lit a incense, as the incense burned, it would carry their prayer into the ethers. Their sound vibration as the incense was burning would get on the molecules of the gases being released and being lifted into the ethers, into a finer substance. It's moving at a higher vibration. It wasn't solid anymore. It was vibrating at a faster rate. But be held down by the solid, you see. You're starting to see the metaphysical aspect that we're talking about here, how it works in your consciousness, your life. It's up to you. Some people don't have all the rays, though. You have to have these centers in consciousness. Each one of these parts of your nervous system vibrate. The farthest away from the brain, which receives the energy and the light from God, is the lowest vibration. That's why the base center is red. There's where the vibration is slowed down by the time it hits the base chakra by going through matter, going through the nervous system. So it's slowed down here to the red. And so in the nervous system, when you're looking at it, it's red. It's a red sphere. Right in the etheric body of the individual. And then the emotional level, a little bit higher, so not as quite as dense, a little finer in its spin, a little lighter, hasn't been obstructed as much.